starring June Lockhart, Hugh Riley, John Provost as Timmy, and, of course, Lassie.
Hey, everybody, and welcome back to your favorite G.I. Joe podcast show. Absolutely not touching G.I. Joe. We could not be further away from G.I. Joe this particular week. Now, I'm going to warn you here in the introduction, TV's Gina Ippolito is not with us today. Some would say that she's very busy with her 19 jobs and 59 side projects, and that me and Chan are not as busy for obvious reasons. And those people would be potentially correct, but I will neither confirm nor deny. In any case, this is Knowing is Half the Podcast, and I am Ray Stakanis.
I am Robert Clark Chan, and we have a wonderful guest. If you, when you think of Gina, you're like, well, what's the very next best thing to Gina that brings the Gina vibe?
Oh, I mean, that's obviously Eileen Mary O'Connell, TV stepmom.
Okay.
Is Eileen here in the room?
After Eileen, someone who really brings, it's just like, would be a carbon copy for Gina.
So Teresa and Calder from the AE Double Back podcast.
Okay. Well, behind them, obviously. That's why I do a podcast with them, because I can't get enough Gina. I need to get, you know, the next best thing. But after that.
Okay, after that.
If the two of them were eating ice cream next to each other, you'd be like, well, obviously Gina's eating ice cream next to a mirror, because she looks exactly the same, sounds exactly the same. They're like twins or clones, some sort of orphan black clone situation.
Interesting. So for the first time, let me be the first to introduce him. From the Who Would Win show, Mr. James Gavsey's here. James, welcome finally to Knowing is Half the Podcast.
I don't think that's right.
No, not at all.
James isn't here either?
No. Oh, boy.
Wait, who's that?
It's Gina's sidekick.
Ladies and gentlemen, Stefan Thomas. I can't believe you got him. He's here?
I wish the legend Stefan Thomas was here.
it's a great man right there. Great comic book artist and writer.
Yes.
This is, of course, TV's Delvin Cox back with us for the first time since the Nintendo Donkey Kong Supercade video game episode, two-parter, and we're back with Delvin for more.
Yes, the black guy. Not Marshall Givens, the other one.
How did I not put Marshall Givens in that bit? What am I even doing, Chan? I must be tired.
We only know two black people, and when we can't get Gina and we can't get the other black guy, Delvin is absolutely our call right after James Gavsey.
Pretty much. Yeah. That's how that works. Mm-hmm. Yes. Gina.
There's a math to this.
Marshall, James Gavsey, Banana Man, then me.
If we could book Banana Man, trust me, I'd be all on top of that. Delvin, tell the people at home about yourself in 30 seconds or less.
I'm a podcaster. Done.
That's it. Check out the Delvin Cox Experience. Same. I've been on it. I think, Chan, you've been on it.
He hasn't. He needs to be on it.
How have you not been on it? Chan, book this. I'm booking this for you.
He's on the bucket list.
Surely that I didn't get the call.
Wait, has Gina been on the show?
No.
You can't get Gina on the show.
We can barely get Gina on this show. Yeah, thank you.
Very true.
We don't even have Gina on our show today. What are we talking about? Anyway, we're doing Halloween episodes all the same because it's the season. It's the reason for the season, All Hallows Eve. And Chan, you got to walk me through the logic of this. I know we are a cartoon podcast, but you've decided to do not a cartoon this week.
Yes.
You've decided to do maybe the oldest program we've ever done in this show's history.
Entirely possible.
Maybe Superman. Old Superman might have been older than this.
Okay. Yeah, but not by much.
Isn't it like the 30s?
Yeah.
Superman 30s, 40s. Early 40s. This is early 50s.
This is 1955.
Yeah. We're reduced to searching like Wikipedia pages and aggregators for like Halloween specials that we haven't seen or done yet.
There's
still a number of like cartoon specials out there, but a lot of them are like with how many friggin' Jetsons Halloween episodes are there going to be? You know,
I don't need any of those.
We're trying to mix it up, and I'm looking around. I'm like, you know what? We can go like we'll do some kid stuff. Why not a little bit? And I saw Lassie, and I'm like, oh, the witch. This is going to be good for some like real retrograde, racist, misogynist bullshit. Yeah. Like, let's go. Let's see how. turns out, it is deathly boring.
I firmly disagree with you about this.
There is there's nothing grotesque about any of the social mores here. It's just so milquetoast. You just
no one's mutilated. Yeah.
Yeah. There are very, very few things. And I'm gonna sink my teeth in those like a goddamn pit bull and not let go, because there's nothing else here. There's nothing. It's like a giant wasteland of
everything. I can't believe you right now. Okay, here's the deal. Was this episode of Lassie, and let's be real, all episodes of Lassie, painfully slow?
Yes.
Yes. Because they only had two sets to film on.
That is true.
The entire show takes place on two sets. Unless the indoor set is not a practical set next to the outdoor set. But I just have a strange feeling it is. Maybe I'm wrong. Honestly, I'm probably wrong. So three sets. But was this interesting? Did it have its poop about it? We'll find out. But I'm going to tell you right now, I'm going to argue yes. This honestly was refreshing, because I was expecting it to be super rough. And it wasn't. It was slow. It was plodding. But it was complete. But Delvin, what is your experience with Lassie?
I used to, not really. I used to glance by it on Nick at Night. there's that dumb dog. Let's keep moving.
Lassie is glorious. First off, how dare you? No. Second off, I did watch a bit of Lassie on Nick at Night back when I was a kid. And you know what? It didn't hold my interest the way other shows did, like My Three Sons. Or Hogan's Heroes, obviously, one of my favorite shows of all time. Classic Nick and Knife. The Dick Van Dyke Show was pretty phenomenal. The Patty Duke Show. Like, all these shows. Mr. Ed. Oh, my God. Mr. Ed. We just learned about him last week.
But, here we are. Here's the thing. I was not a Nick at Night kid. I was just a little bit too old. And by that time, I had graduated to, I guess, real television. I'm not sure, like... That's correct. Real television. Right word. But like 50s and 60s sitcoms did not get to me at all. I was not ever in the mood for it. So, and also not a dog person. So like I saw Lassie existed. I'm like, oh, well, that's terrible. Let's go do something else.
Pretty accurate. I hate the fact that Ray forgot to mention the greatest Nick at Night show, Lancelot Link, Secret Chimp.
Now, that one I never watched. I'm not gonna lie.
What an amazing show.
Are you sure that wasn't Adult Swim?
So that was 100% Nick at Night. I remember that show very well.
Nick at Night. We got Car 54, Where Are You?
I remember that one too.
F Troop. That was a thing. Yes. Yeah. That was also a thing. Here's the deal. If it wasn't for Nick at Night, my knowledge of old-time TV would be very bad. And now it's decent. And you know what? I thank Nick at Night for teaching me white culture.
Yeah. Somebody had to.
It doesn't get any whiter. My goodness. Lassie is some next level Caucasianness.
Yeah. Lassie is like, well, let's put a dog in Andy Griffith. That's what Lassie is.
Pretty much.
Okay. So this opens here. And is this just the product of the recording? Lassie has a different theme song than what played at the beginning of this episode.
Is this like Gem and the Holograms?
I think it is.
No, I looked this up.
Oh, Delvin Cox. Hold on real quick. First off, Chan, can you play a little bit of the theme song that played? Because the people at home who are aware of Lassie, in your head, there's the whistling. There's the really droning theme song. But instead, we heard this. And then after we listen, I want Delvin. Yeah, explain then, please.
then we'll listen to the only person who's bothered to do any research for this show, because clearly neither Ray nor myself ever do that.
He's doing the Gina role, please.
Yeah, yes. Yeah. So that's, like I said, like you would eat an ice cream together, just be like a mirror.
Yeah, fair. It's all like, right. Lassie is leaving on a boat to go fight in World War II.
Yes.
Lassie! Waving a handkerchief in the air.
I mean, it was
Lassie's got that helmet on, getting ready to save Private Ryan. I'm here for it.
You have a very strange notion of what the world looked like 70 years ago.
A long time ago.
Yeah, it's been a minute.
Yeah.
Delvin, what's the deal with the theme song?
Okay. I don't know if you realize this, because I kind of figured this out, because the first thing I said when I was watching this episode, like, who the fuck is that kid? That's not Timmy.
Yeah, huh?
what the fuck this kid called him Timmy from?
The whole time.
Yeah, that's not Timmy at all. This is the earlier episodes of Lassie. Timmy didn't come into the show until like season 4.
What?
Wow. So this is like a Doctor Who situation where you're like, where's the fucking man with the scarf? It's like, no, dude, this is the third Doctor. He knows fucking Venusian karate. You're thinking about the fourth Doctor, and that's the one that everybody knows, because like that's what PBS used to run.
Yes, the most popular years were probably the Timmy years, the one that we know, Timmy years, which is like from season 4 to season 10. Mm. We are watching Miller years. Which is season 1 to season 3.
Is that the kid's name, Miller? I called him Timmy the whole time. I didn't even bother.
I believe his name was Jeff, and I think his name was Jeff.
Oh, you're right. I did write
multiple
Jeff
occasions.
Down. I wrote Jeff to start, and then I just switched it to Timmy halfway through. Timmy.
Yeah,
That's exactly what I did.
I get that.
Yeah.
And the fact that Timmy has a best friend who's an absolute piece of shit.
Okay, here is one of the things. As soon as did they say that at the very beginning of before the episode starts, there's this little card that says Jeff's collie, Lassie episode 34, you know, blah blah blah. It's called the Witch. Jeff and Porky,
like,
stop.
Yes, that's the kid's name.
The phone. This kid's best friend is named Porky, and just recently I was thinking to myself, like, I don't know if I've ever actually watched the movie, but like Porky's, we all know that that was a thing, and it was like a smutty teen comedy where teenage boys would like look at naked girls somehow. Was like Porky's like a strip club or something along those lines?
The pig.
Porky's refers to a pig. Was it a gym? I don't remember. Here's the deal. People are going to be yelling right now. It was not a strip club. It was maybe just like a club. I you know what? I'm going to look it up right now, because now I need to know.
Yeah.
I've seen that movie. I saw that movie when I was like in college. Yeah, and I remember being embarrassed by the cringe of that movie then. Fucking the 90s. I thought it was cringy. So
the 80s were a hell of a drug. It has been said before.
1981.
But yeah, so like Porky's, I never actually thought that there was a human being who would be called Porky, and yet here we are in friggin' 1955, and it's totally normal. His actual name's like Sylvester or something. The mom like gives it to him at one point. Oh, Sylvester Brockway is his name. Yes. And
great name.
Like shitty white boys in the 50s used to call their friends Porky because they're chunky. Because
the kid
I just
was
assumed it was
obese.
Based off of Porky Pig. Like, hey, he looks like Porky Pig. That's his nickname.
However, it came out, it is a do not care for it.
Here's your tagline for the movie Porky's from 1981. Dude. First off, this movie takes place in 1954.
Okay.
A group of Florida, Delvin. high school guys try to help their
Kelvin for everything that happens in Florida.
I do.
You didn't vote for Ron DeSantis, did you?
Hell no.
Are you sure?
Delvin, get ready in a couple of weeks because I will be blaming you for the results of the Florida election either. Or praising you. Or praising you, but probably blaming you. Probably. Just be ready. Florida high school guys try to help their buddy lose his virginity, which leads them to seek revenge on a sleazy nightclub owner and his redneck sheriff brother for harassing them. Porky's is
a terrible movie.
It's a nightclub. I just want to say it's a nightclub.
What did a nightclub mean in the 80s?
This is the thing.
Were these boys trying to get into a nightclub to lose their virginity?
Maybe it's a burlesque club. I would need to see the movie again, and I really, really don't.
If I remember correctly, well, this isn't who it was, so I can say it. It was like a whorehouse.
Okay. What?
Okay. Was it like a massage parlor that gives happy endings kind of whorehouse, in that like it's a sort of front, or is it like Best Little Whorehouse in Texas? Again, a movie from the 80s that I have not seen but will reference.
All right. I have our answer here. Also starring in this movie, Kim Cattrall. So sure. You got And Alex Karras, the former Detroit Lions player, is that right? Yes,
isn't
former Detroit Lions player Alex Karras
from
became an actor and is in Porky's.
Wasn't that Mr. Belvedere?
That was
Webster. Else. He was on Webster.
Yes. You're right. Former Lion. There you go. Here's your longer plot synopsis. This answers all our questions.
Oh boy.
In 1954, well, how do we get on Porky's from last? Okay, 1954. Each boy. In a group of Florida, Delvin, high school students plans to lose their virginity. All of them do. So they go to Porky's, a strip club in the Everglades.
I was right,
believing that they could hire a prostitute to satisfy their sexual desires.
Okay.
The club's proprietor, Porky, takes their money, but humiliates the boys by dumping them into the swamp. When the group demands their money back, the sheriff, Porky's brother, drives them away, but not before he extorts them for the rest of their money, further embarrassing them, leading to a tale of revenge.
I feel like in 2024, these boys would be the antagonists of this film.
Yes.
Like, hey, we're here to exploit some sex workers, and they are properly shamed for it by having their money taken away and embarrassed, I guess. Thrown out into the Everglades. I guess, you know what? If there's a danger of them being eaten by alligators, that seems like a bridge too far. So I would get that.
Depends on who they voted for.
Also, in a subplot, the boys have peepholes in the girls' locker room shower.
Okay.
Yeah, they're not good kids.
Final thought on this. The budget of Porky's in 1981... was $4 to $5 million, according to Wikipedia. Would you like to guess what the box office was of Porky's?
$4 to $5.
$4 to $5, Chan?
$60 million.
$160 million.
Piece of shit movie.
Banked. Early 80s, you didn't have to do a lot to get that horn dog dollar.
Show breast.
That's like, really there. I mean, look, every Friday the 13th movie up to a certain point.
Yeah.
Anyway, here we go. For officially Lassie new theme song, or should I say old theme song?
Old
not
theme
a banger.
Song.
Not a banger.
Nah, not a banger at all.
We open with Jeff, who I will be calling Timmy.
Do you think that the other song is?
No, the other song is more iconic though.
All right, I'll give you that.
This isn't memorable at all. I mean, remember we're saying the other Gem song might as well be the closing credits?
Yeah,
this song might as well be the closing credits.
Okay, no, you sold me on that.
Yeah. Timmy and Porky are reading a book about witches and witchcraft, and I'm already like, I'm in. This sounds awesome. Is this Agatha All Along prequel? I want to know. Agatha All Along, it's a great show.
Great show.
Great show.
I love it.
They learn about witches giving the evil eye, and Porky believes that witches have an eye extra in the back of their heads. And a lady rides up with her horse and buggy because it's 1955, kids. Cars haven't totally taken over yet. At least not rurally.
Figure out if this was like normal, semi-normal, or like actual an actual reason why the kids might think that she's a witch, because like that's some real like old-fashioned bullshit. What is she like, some crazy person who doesn't you know, cotton to modern technology or something like that? In that case, I'd be like, okay, yeah, I could see you being like, oh, she's a witch.
So I have a thought on this, and one, it's a great character choice for her either way. My original notion was that back when this was made in 1955, that in the rural areas, chances are there were still a lot of horses. I just looked it up just to get an answer. In 1956, 1 year later, the Interstate Highway Act became a thing, which built streets and highways across the country.
Okay.
So it is. It's reasonable.
My guess was she's very poor. Like she's very broke. She has no money.
She's a single woman. Yeah. Who's sort of like making a living by giving out poultices and preserves and whatnot. Just sort of like an Etsy.
She's an Etsy operator out of Idaho.
She's a creative. Yeah. And as you know, us creators are broke.
Yeah.
Speak for yourself and me.
I get that.
According to another thing, by 1929, 60% of all families owned a car. But again, I think if you're living in a regular metro area, I don't know, maybe because streets were maybe more walkable back then. Maybe they were more popular in the country. I don't know. It's a great question. The point is, it works for me, and she doesn't live that far away, so her horse and buggy, I'm here for it.
Yeah.
Fake Timmy's family has a car. Like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
That's what threw me off. Like, oh, they got a car.
Yeah. And Porky's like, here she comes. She's a witch. And then I'm just like, all right, dude, calm the F down. And then I see her interact, this Sarah Dibbles from down the way. And you know what? Yeah. Yeah, I'm on board.
You know what?
I think she's a witch.
I respect it because she's like, I'm going to fuck with these kids.
Yeah.
And I know so many people that if the opportunity presented itself like that, like you see some kids whispering and is that a witch? Is she a witch? Every last person I know would be like,
yeah,
I'll get you, my pretty. Because why wouldn't you fuck with these little idiots?
Why would you not? Yeah. I mean, also, like, she's a witch in the more 2024 sense, like a Wiccan lady who's down with nature.
Yes.
Yeah. So this is a very crunchy. Barefoot, patchouli smelling.
She's going to give you some potions and berries and nuts to rub on your cold or whatever it is. Like, yeah,
you can't trust Big Pharma here. Yeah. Have some weeds that I pulled out of my backyard, that kind of thing.
This is hippie pre-hippie.
Yeah.
This is hippie to the point of being having charges pressed against you in the year 1955. Yes.
This is the women that Delvin dated when he was in college.
Ah, excellent choice. That's the time to do it.
Delvin, I get it. Trust me.
Yeah. Got me in a lot of trouble.
They always do.
2024, Ray also gets it.
Also because I married one. That's right. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. There you go.
Who knew? I have a type, Chan. It's the one type that always seems to find me. Anyway, she's come for Lassie, who's not afraid of her. She's like, where's that Lassie at? Because she's out here. She's doing like Instacart deliveries, basically, of 1955.
Yeah.
Like, I got your mint jelly. I got some herbs, some roots. Here's some stuff. Because they didn't just like go to Kroger, you know. They didn't go to Hoggly Woggly.
Piggly Wiggly.
That's what I meant.
Why a Piggly Wiggly? Sure. Why would you name check Kroger when there are no Krogers around? The Kroger stores we go to are Ralph's.
Ralph's and Food for Less. That is correct. But I'm a Michigan guy, and Kroger was Michigan.
Oh,
and
really?
Kroger owns Ralph's and Food for Less. And because we are an international podcast, by that I mean someone in Michigan listens. I did that for them.
Pitbull sponsored the podcast.
Thank you. Thank you. Well, the kids are afraid because they're idiots that she has put a hex on Lassie, who she clearly likes.
Yes.
And this is where I wrote here. I'm concerned that Porky is a future Trump voter. And yes, I saw nothing in this episode to convince me otherwise.
Nope.
He did say they're eating the dog, they're eating the cats.
Mm-hmm. Oh my God, he did. He did say that. God bless America. Yeah. At first I was worried they both were, but then I realized that Timmy, he's still Timmy to me. Timmy is over here presenting facts the entire time. And then Timmy's mom has a monologue later that just absolutely dominates.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
Yes.
That's something that needs to be aired on Fox News like every day at noon. Holy F. Okay. Lassie, come here, the kids say, and they check Lassie for the evil eye. And to which Timmy's like, how do you even know? How do you even know if the dog's got evil eye? We don't know. And Fatty's like, we'll know.
I know a couple of women who had the evil eye.
I called him Fatty. It's Porky. I should be less rude.
It's
but it might as well be.
It's what they want to call him.
Yes.
And they're settling on Porky, which whatever, man.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, it's horrible. It's so bad. Look, I'm a fatty. I can say it. I used to be in shape. I'll say it again.
You know what? If we called you fatty, you'd be like, I mean, yeah, I get it. If we called you Porky, you'd be like, the fuck?
Yeah.
Where did you come up with fucking Porky?
You know, that word's too far.
You're 100% correct. You call me fatty, I probably am like, yeah, I guess. You call me Porky, chances are not all your teeth are coming back home with you.
Yeah. You're like, I wear pants.
As they should.
How dare you?
Yeah, thank you.
We don't need to get
tail is straight.
Although, if you did like wander into the living room without pants, like with a shirt and no pants.
And a sailor hat on? Yeah, okay, I deserve
like
it.
I would. Yeah, again, it'd be like fatty. You'd be like, yeah, you know what? I probably deserve that. I'm gonna own that one.
I mean, you're not wrong. None of that was wrong. And this is where we get deep into the plot. Also, like 5 minutes has passed. Unlike most of the cartoons we watch, like this is a show that sits in the stew because they can't really go anywhere.
Yeah,
because there's no plot. Everything can be solved in like 10 minutes.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
If we believe that the outside of their house by their garage is one set, the inside of the house is the second set, and Sarah Dibble's witch house is the third set, there are only three sets of this entire, and it might only be two. That Timmy's house might just be one extended set.
Yes, I would think so.
I'm 50-50. I don't know. But Mom says, oh, Sarah Dibble's gave us 20 cents too much in change.
20 cents. Get off your fat asses and walk to her house. She drove here. I mean, a horse-drawn carriage or whatever, but
they like, have
she bought a vehicle. Yeah. You little shits, go to her house under your own power for 20 cents.
Well, you know why you did it. She said, Porky needs to walk.
100%. It's got to be something like that because 20 cents, like, oh, yeah, but 1955, that was worth a lot more. I did the math on it, and it's about $2.35. Would you send your goddamn kid to stop the Domino's delivery driver because they accidentally gave you $2.35 in change? You're like, hey, run after that little Honda Accord. It's about 15 miles away. We got to give him his $2.35 back.
Absolutely not.
No.
I've been blessed by the Lord.
This is ultimately the question, though, Robert Clark Chan. Would I want my kid to go do it? No. Would I want to send Porky to go do it? You're goddamn right. Get him out of my house. Find any reason.
No. Because later on, she's like, you're eating here with us. I already talked to your mother. They want to keep him in the house. They
are trying to fatten him up to turn him into a roast. That's the big finale of season one.
Dang, no wonder they got the new Timmy. Did they take out Jeff too?
I mean, probably. Look, he put up a fight trying to save Porky, and they had to put him down too.
Yeah,
it happens. Fair.
It does happen.
It does happen, sadly.
Lassie did not help there.
And here we go, because we find out from Mom that witches do not exist. So Lassie is officially woke.
I respect it. I beg to differ. I know a couple of them that might be witches, but nevertheless.
Well, this is the thing. Yeah. I like what they're trying to say, which is witches, as you are seeing them in fiction, do not exist. People who celebrate the Wiccan faith absolutely do exist. It's just not that.
Here is a thing, however, I will say in their defense, because I was not expecting to hear this, but as she's leaving, she's getting her horse, and you know, the horse is, you know, getting the bridle and doing the thing.
Get on, Satan.
What?
Yeah, she calls the horse Satan. I did pick up on that.
Yes,
fucking horse. You were living in 1955, woman, and you got a witch hat, and you live alone with a shit ton of cats and a fucking crow that sits on your shoulder. All of which. Rad. A+ aesthetic. I'm into it. You name your horse Satan in 1955, somebody gonna come burn your house down.
Yes, that is a 100%. Fair point.
That is the step too far in the McCarthy era.
Yes.
Beyond a shadow of a doubt. No, I did a double take too, but it never gets referenced again the whole episode. So I'm wondering if it was sort of like an ad lib.
I went back and checked because I'm like, did she say like Sagan or something like that? Did she say something else?
No.
And I misheard as Satan, and straight up, it's like, I'm a devil worshiper. Come at me.
Well, she doesn't worship her horse though. I mean, that would be absurd.
No, but you name your, you know, just like you would like name your dog Angel because you're like really into Jesus or something, I assume.
Yeah. Nobody in the history of the world has named their dog Angel.
I've never had a dog. I never will have a dog. So,
Come here, the Lord. Come here. Come here. No, the Lord doesn't want to play.
Someone has definitely named their dog Jesus or Jesus. What are the other?
Jesus. That's right. De nada. I did. This does. I was reminded. Look, I had a deep political, philosophical conversation with a coworker.
Oh boy,
that sounds like a bad idea.
I don't like the start of this story.
I enjoy the conversation. You try to change hearts and minds. The gentleman is a self-professed libertarian.
Wow.
Straight out, I'm a libertarian, and he's had a very interesting life. You know, he's had a lot of experiences that personally I hope to never go through. Right.
Yeah.
But very self-contained libertarian. But the issue is that he's one of the guys who would call, use the word woke all the time.
Here we go. Oof.
Now, y'all, and let me just ask this question to two right-thinking, intelligent fellows. Can you just briefly, in your own words, tell me the definition of woke?
Well, you'll hear woke used by people who...
No, I mean, Jan, just your definition as you understand what the word actually means. I'll get into the other stuff in a sec.
Oh, okay. I mean, I guess it would be thinking that every human being has value and that it is a good idea to be kind to other humans. That's it. Okay. That's okay.
Delvin, what would be your definition of woke?
Yeah, just what Chan said. That's pretty on point.
So the official definition, according to the Oxford Dictionary, is in this context, is alert to and concerned about social injustice and discrimination.
Okay.
Correct.
Right. Sure. So if you're aware of and referencing social injustice and discrimination, you are by definition woke. That is the literal dictionary definition. And the one thing about libertarians, if you ever talk to them and you ever try to have those conversations,
I do.
One thing that they love to do to death is define words. Well, what do you mean by blank? Even though we both know what we're talking about when we use words, they love to go back and try to redefine the conversation by defining words, so that way they can find some sliver and a nuance that they can like break down your argument with, because it doesn't quite fit 100% of that definition, right?
Mm-hmm. I have a friend like that.
It's a very common thing that a lot of libertarians do, right? They get really obsessed with the nuance because they're trying to like win a game. They're not trying to have a human adult conversation.
Mm-hmm.
And the problem with this conversation I had with the coworker is he's using woke, woke, woke. And finally I said, how do you define woke? I asked him what I just asked you. And he says, woke is when a piece of media bends over backwards to include diversity in a way that is harmful to the game. That's why people, when they see an African-American or female protagonist in a video game, immediately call it woke. It's because they're concerned the quality of the game will suffer because they ham-fisted an attempt at diversity in it. And then if the game turns out to be good, they stop calling it woke because that turned out to be not the case.
So if the game is, so it's harmful to Triple H?
Yes.
Yes. There are many things that are harmful to Triple H.
I mean, a lot of things in about 10 to 15 years we'll see are very harmful to Triple H.
Yes. Let's
keep it real.
G.I. Joe will return after these messages.
Katie, look who's dressed for a party.
A strawberry shortcake party is quite grand. All her new friends dress their best are on hand.
Plum Pudding, how pretty.
Thank you.
Meet my friend Peach Blush.
Welcome.
Cherry Cobbler, you're all dressed up.
So's my friend Gooseberry.
Strawberry Shortcake, you're a real party pleaser.
Thank you, Katie.
It's because my party guests are easy to please.
New party pleaser Strawberry Shortcake and all her party pleaser friends are more fun than a party, each sold separately.
Now, back to G.I. Joe.
Now, here's the deal. He also responded that his definition of woke, in his opinion, is the one 70%+ of the people think the word means. Okay. Which I think is a little high.
A little bit.
Yeah. Considering he just made it up.
Pretty much.
When I said, here's the actual definition of woke, because Black Panther, the movie, is super woke. Maybe the wokest movie I've ever seen. And he said, it can't be woke because it's good. And I can see how the American right wing, and you know, it's extended to other countries as well, has bastardized what the word means in many people's eyes to just mean involving someone who is gay, non-white, or a woman, and also equals bad.
Yes.
And the reason they don't call Black Panther woke is because they don't agree that it's bad.
Yeah.
Let's see.
So he's gone backwards to create a definition that still works, but is totally wrong.
I am always amazed how many white people that I know that like Black Panther and doesn't like black people. How does that work?
Same people who dress up as Michael Jackson for Halloween.
That's a good point.
And by dress up, of course, I mean go in blackface.
What are you talking about? Michael Jackson is a white man.
I think you could go as a white man.
You could
Michael Jackson. But these people do not do that.
You can't do 70s Michael Jackson, but you can do aughts Michael Jackson as a white person. I honestly should ask, would that be offensive, Delvin Cox?
No, I don't think so. If you're modern Michael Jackson, well, not modern, because modern Michael Jackson is...
You'd be a very different costume if you were modern Michael Jackson.
Here's the thing, though, off the wall, Michael Jackson is the best Michael Jackson, as far as I'm concerned. So I understand why you'd want to go 70s.
I like it right now.
Billie Jean, Michael Jackson.
I'm a huge Michael Jackson fan. So
yeah, me too. It's a bummer.
I just, in general,
Michael Jackson, it's a bummer.
I actually have someone got me two of, which I didn't know was a thing. They had Michael Jackson dolls. Like in his prime.
Oh, sure. Of course they did.
He must have. I've never seen one or heard of one.
They're pretty cool. I guess they're like Barbies, but it's like Michael Jackson dressed in like his Thriller outfit and one of the off-the-wall outfit and stuff. Like, it's really cool.
Okay.
Got them in my house on display.
Nice.
So I'll just go ahead and put a bow on this thought. Don't use the word woke like an idiot would.
Yeah. Well, just don't use the word woke.
If you're using the word woke, you're using it like an idiot.
Yeah. Just don't use it.
Just leave it to people who know better.
Well, I always say this. It's okay to shut the fuck up. You don't have to give your opinion on everything. Just shut up.
True story.
You know, what is it? All the same people who were weather experts last week are now... You know, the child educational experts this week.
Yeah, pretty much.
You know what? I like that, Delvin. Don't ever be afraid to shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
It's fair.
Quite brave.
I mean, I would never understand it. But I think for other people.
Yeah, it works for other people.
Yeah. Anyway, that conversation I had with my coworker didn't end up going anywhere.
I can imagine.
At the end of it, he couldn't believe how I could come to the conclusions I come. And I and in my head, I'm like, you don't even know what woke is, but you have very strong opinions about it.
Why wouldn't he?
You know, what are you going to do? Anyway, we're going off to the witch's house. It's a creepy house. It's an old house. That's how they describe it. And quite honestly, yeah, it's got boarded up windows and stuff.
Yeah. In my neighborhood, we'd call that a crack house.
Mm-hmm. Woman is living alone with a mess of cats, birds, Lord knows what other animals. She's feeding all of them.
Yes.
She's like making soup because that's probably all she can afford.
With a snake.
I did not see a snake. I saw what
it
might
was something.
Nope.
I thought it was hair. I thought it was a giant string.
I thought it was
hair.
Her laundry, like a what the hell is that?
Yeah, I didn't see a snake either, but the kids insist it was a snake, and you know what? They got me. They tricked me. They say, let's go, instead of just knocking on the door, giving her the money, and leaving, let's go peep in her windows.
Yeah, that'll not get you in trouble.
I mean, here's the thing. The amount of time they take just getting off their bikes and figuring out what to do at this point is interminably long. You're like, what should we do? I don't know. What should we do? Well, it's really, well, I don't know. Maybe, what if we, I don't know. Do you think we, how about we go over to the window? And that's like the first, you know,
that is the worst thing you can do.
Conversation. They just fucking dawdle. I'm like, oh my God. Or we have to fill time, I guess. But anything. Please have something happen.
Yeah, let's go look into this strange woman's window. I'm reminded
of Walter White in Breaking Bad, and I'll mess up the quote, but he's basically like, if I am the person you think I am, would you talk to me that way? Or something to that effect. And it's like, yeah, dude, if you really think she's a witch, do you want to go messing with her?
Doesn't seem like a good idea.
Yeah.
I mean, no. So, yeah, they peep in the house, and there's black cats everywhere, a raven on her shoulder. I just wrote, this chick cool as hell.
Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. Yeah.
This lady rocks. She's making soup in a cauldron, too, I would point out. Awesome.
That is true.
And it's not like she stumbled into this aesthetic. I mean, she may have point, but like at a certain point, you're like, you know what? I'm just getting black cats from now on. That's what I'm doing. I am getting a bird and I am training it to sit on my shoulder. Like she's leaning into it. Nothing wrong with that, but you know, you can see why the kids would think that.
Sure. And look, she is the descendants of the ones they didn't burn.
Does your wife make you wear that t-shirt?
Yes, she does.
It feels real specific in a way that...
I mean, look, if you know anything about my household, you understand that there are not a lot of mystical elements involved in my household.
No.
You will also understand that my wife puts on, she hasn't done it lately, but for a very long time, a once a month Wiccan ritual, or like once every, you know, equinox or, you know, solstice or all that good stuff.
Chevy equinox?
I can't profess to be knowledgeable enough.
She but goes there to that are gym enough all the time.
Events that they would happen fairly regularly.
Chan, your wife sounds so much cooler than you.
Yeah.
Who's arguing?
Like, she is like cool.
Yeah. It turns out, you know, and you could ask her this, the strong opinion is I'm the idiot in the household.
Huh?
Can you believe that?
There's nobody debating that. There was never a time.
Oh, I thought like that was a conversation where obviously that would be seen as an incorrect statement.
Mm. You were like, you thought we were going to come in like, oh, really? That's not true. No, it's true.
You know what? That's on me. I should have known better.
Mm-hmm.
And to be fair, if Gina was here, it would be worse.
Yeah. So much worse.
So much worse. We're the nice ones.
Oh my God. I got to rethink some things. Here we go. Porky cries out and the witch catches them trying to run away. And she says to them correctly, decent folks, come to the door.
Yep.
You're goddamn right, lady.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And they give her the 20 cents back and she's like, I don't give a fuck.
this is fucking $2. What are you doing? What in God's name are you doing?
Great. Timmy gives up the game and says, we think you're a witch. And she says, maybe I am. Ah?
Real quick, I actually cut out a GIF of the thing that they think is a snake. And
good.
Like at no point did I until they said, well, it's a snake. Did I think that was something that was a snake or looked like a snake? Even a snake skin is a real stretch. Honestly, I thought it was like film from a camera. I was like, the fuck is she putting that in there for?
No, it could be a real jacked up sausage, like a sausage chain.
No.
It looks like hair to me still, though. Or you're right, kelp.
That's why I said kelp. It looks kind of like something long and flat. And like what would that be? I'm like, I guess if you want to put that in a soup, that...
All right, Chan, post that on the Facebook group, please. These GIFs should not be unappreciated by the masses. You spent all that time making it. Let's at least put it somewhere where people can go back when this episode comes out and see it. Sure. I do like the fact that she leans into it at this point. She says, I will turn you both into cats if you snoop again. And also her cat, one of her cat's names is Mr. Smith, which I think is delightful.
Yeah.
Great name for a cat.
Second best name after the Lord. Full respect. I wrote here full respect to this lady. She is way cooler than I thought anybody was ever going to be in this episode of Lassie.
For a second, I thought she was going to say full respect to the Lord.
Full respect to the Lord. Stop
shut up, Jesus,
in my yard. let's get mystical with it. Okay. And here we go to act three, because there's three acts. There's three scenes in three different places, three acts. We cut back to Porky and Timmy clipping their fingernails so they can bury them, because they have a fear that the witch will somehow collect their fingernails from the trash and hex them with it.
That's the thing witches do?
I would say kids are stupid, but I think this is like...
Yes.
People in rural areas in general.
So you think not rural people in rural areas are stupid?
Not that you can't escape that. And I don't want to, like, my family comes from a rural area and half of them didn't get out. And they're the people that would clip their fingernails and bury it so the witches don't hex them. It'll be a big surprise who they go on social media and support these days.
Maybe not. We know.
Not at all.
We know.
I do like they go out to the yard. They go out 1 foot outside their back door. And Timmy says, Porky, here's a shovel. Dig a hole, asshole.
Oh, wait a minute. I wanted to play this clip of her as she's cooking.
Kettle, boil and bubble. Spices cook and sweetness double.
I mean,
she lives the gimmick, y'all.
She's doing that not knowing that the kids are watching her.
That is correct.
This is just what she does on the regs. That's a bit much.
It is.
To be fair, Chan, they didn't have that type of medication yet.
I beg to differ. She's got some shit growing in her yard.
Okay. You know what? Yeah.
The dog eats it and gets a little ill.
She is self-medicating, no doubt about it.
So, if we're talking pre-hippies, this is a woman who knows what she's growing in her yard. Nobody else does.
Yeah,
they've never seen that five-leaf thing branch.
No, she knows which mushrooms are which. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
She's hiding them in plain sight, y'all. I also like that Porky digs a hole. They pour the fingernails in them. Gross. And then they're like, do we got to say a prayer or something? And Timmy's like, no.
I don't know how this shit
and
works.
I laughed. I thought that was funny. I'm over here laughing at Lassie, ladies and gentlemen, in the year 2024. I'm going to start out. I had a blast watching this episode. It was slow, but its heart and its brain were in the absolute shockingly right place in 1955. Where I was expecting it to be.
It's adjacent to where it ought to be.
Yeah. Well, thank God they didn't show any black people because we knew how that went.
Black people did not exist in 1955, Dolly.
Thank you.
Stop perpetuating the big lie that they did.
We didn't come around to the 70s.
They didn't come around until the 1970s.
Till Soul Train.
Richard Roundtree showed up, and then all of a sudden they were everywhere.
Richard Roundtree is the Genghis Khan of the 1970s? Is that what you're saying, Robert Clark?
Pretty much.
You know what? I have no reason to argue. We're doing a whole show here. Boy, you can tell it's close to the election for those of you listening to this in the far fascist future. Yeah. This is back when we still had fun.
Yeah.
So the kids, they're having dinner now, and the kids won't eat the lamb dinner. Now, was lamb dinner just super common in the 1950s? I feel like it was, because I don't ever remember having a lamb dinner in my entire life.
I feel like, yes. I remember as a child, I had lamb a couple times. There are cultures where I think sheep are like much more of the main livestock. In the U.S., less so. So lamb is sort of a luxury item, but also like in the 80s, even like, yeah, sometimes you would just have lamb.
I see lamb at the supermarket. But it's never occurred to me to buy and eat lamb.
Oh, I buy the lamb. Lamb is that right? Really good. Okay. Really, really good.
Okay. Better
don't
than pork chops.
Like, I need to know. I don't know, like polystyrene and like felt and I assume
you're thinking of a Sherry Lewis's lamb chop. Chan.
Yeah. Is that not what we're eating?
No, it is. It is definitely.
Oh, okay.
Close enough.
Real gamey.
Real gamey.
Gator's really gamey too.
If you live in Florida, you eat gator. I mean, that's just a thing that happens.
That is very true. They have gator gumbo and gator chili, which is actually really good.
They like gator calamari too, don't they? Like fried they alligator.
Yeah. I'm quite sure based off what happened on a couple weeks ago, we're gonna have a whole bunch of gator calamari.
Wait, they just landed in the salad bar.
Yeah.
What do you think calamari is?
Well, calamari is squid. I understand right. that, Chan, but if I say calamari, your brain goes to a type of dish, and if I said they made that out of alligator, you can make that mental leap with me.
No, I can't. I absolutely cannot.
That's the stumbling block?
Picture a squid trying to swallow an alligator, getting stuck on the snout, and rising out of the swamp like some sort of some ghetto Cthulhu. And
that's what it would be on the plate.
Oh. Okay. No, okay. I guess we are on the same page. I'm sorry.
That's what I was going on the plate. Obviously.
Okay.
Just the mix of a Cthulhu monster on the plate. Like, here you go.
Also, for the record, if I win the lottery, I am making that movie.
That's not a bad idea.
I am bankrolling that shit.
Gate Tulu.
Oh, man. I would make my own Cthulhu stuff. Anyway, the point I'm trying to say here is the kids are, they say the grandpa's like, this lamb's good, but it needs that mint jelly. And the kids are like, I'm not eating the mint jelly. In fact, I'm not eating the lamb either. Everything is cursed by that witch.
Who would put mint jelly on a lamb?
This is a very common thing. And I fucking hate it. And like, this is the one time I was kind of on the kid's side here. I was like, no, you don't put fucking lamb jelly on that. That shit's, yeah, that is cursed. You have cursed your lamb if you put fucking mint jelly on it.
I saw that. I mean, they said white people do some weird shit.
Yeah, answer the truth.
Why is this a thing? No, that sounds gross.
I want to say I haven't had mint jelly, but I also remember my pigmentation. I've probably had mint jelly. Now the kids are like, you don't want to eat that lamb. It's fattening, or the mint jelly is fattening. And I'm like, not really. And then they're like, no, it's not fattening, it's cursed. And this is where, if we can get the mom quote here, Chan, I would love to get this on the record, because mom just lays the hammer. She's like, y'all, the stuff you're learning about witches is not real. And she has some straight up just Carl Sagan advice to throw.
There are no witches.
How do you know?
Because when all of the evidence points a certain way, sensible people accept that evidence.
Can I put that on a tombstone, please?
Should put it on an election ballot.
She uses the word superstition, but I believe we all know she's talking about pizza parlors full of child traffickers.
What's in the basement, superstition? Yeah.
A belief in something that can't be supported by fact.
I'm just like, mom is my hero in this. She's awesome.
She's bringing it hard.
I mean, this, again, not the conversation I was expecting to have in 1955's Lassie. And I'm here for it. I just wrote, holy crap, mom is dominating here.
Yeah.
And then grandpa says, first off, he doesn't finish his dinner, which is weird. He just put the mint jelly on it. Maybe he realizes it's
That's
gross.
That's why I made a grave mistake.
But grandpa stands up and goes, I got to get out and finish my chores. Hope the goblins don't get me, kids. And I'm like, oh, shit. Grandpa's dominating, too. Let's go.
Oh, also one more, and you can use this the next time you have to talk to a libertarian again.
Yeah.
Honestly, I don't understand why you would, but whatever.
You should.
Well, if something isn't true, why do people make it up?
Well, it's a primitive way of thinking. It's easier than facing facts.
Boy.
It's a primitive way of thinking.
I still don't want to eat it. That's real talk if you have a kid.
Yeah. You can't come to a child with reason. Come on now.
It's like, well, that's great. I still want to eat it. Now, all of a sudden, there's something wrong with Lassie, y'all. Lassie's sick. Lassie isn't eating. Lassie is barely moving.
One of the things that I noticed during this episode was like, the fuck is Lassie doing? Like, the show is called Lassie.
Lassie shows
up once or twice, noses around a little bit, and then is just gone from the plot. What the fuck?
No, Lassie, I'm gonna keep the theme up. Lassie is Kid Rock at the Trump rally.
Lassie is
there to get you in the door, and then you get the show.
Yeah, Lassie's on that Roman Reigns schedule. The tribal dog doesn't come out with like the end of the show, and that's it.
Before I duet with Joe C, here's 40 minutes of rambling from an octogenarian. Joe C. That album rocks. I'm sorry. Can I be unpopular?
You can be sorry.
Kid Rock's Devil Without a Cause album is great. It's I don't, you know, like, his politics are what they are. I don't agree with them. I don't necessarily not understand that if you're Kid Rock and you've lived the life of Kid Rock and suddenly the president of the United States wants to hang out with you, you say yes, especially when he's like showing you top secret documents and stuff and saying, I don't think I'm supposed to be showing this to Kid Rock. I understand why Kid Rock is there. Now, he's there for other reasons that I don't agree with, but on its surface, I get it. But also, Devil Without a Cause has banger after banger after banger on it. And I know, I don't like the fact that that's true either, but it's definitely true.
I will go with you to a very limited extent on Insane Clown Posse. I will not take this journey with you to what the fuck is it? Bob Ross? No, his name's not Bob
Burgers. I think his name is
Bob Fosse.
No, you know who appeared as in a guest on one track of the first Insane Clown Posse Joker's Card album, Carnival of Carnage?
Mm-hmm.
Kid bleepin' Rock did.
Ugh.
Look, at some point,
Bob Rich,
you gotta let your fandom go. Listen, long time ago, in 1998, I decided, you know what? Maybe I don't need to listen to the remix of Ignition.
There you go.
Maybe I should let R. Kelly go. Maybe that Gotham City song wasn't that good.
I was willing to let R. Kelly go. I'm basically willing to let Kid Rock go. But there is a thing that I think is natural to human nature, which is you appreciate an artist, you understand, you know, they are what they are. The act is what the act is. And once you find out that the person believes things different than you do, in some cases dangerous and unfortunate things.
Yes.
Then there is a human need to say, well, I never thought they were very talented anyway. I don't think that song was good anyway. And I want us to just be intellectually truthful about it. You can have I'm a fan of, we said early in the episode, I am a fan of Cthulhu stuff. I am not a fan of H.P. Lovecraft, the human being. Oh, you know what I'm saying?
Cthulhu this when that guy got him canceled. Like, hold on, what did Cthulhu do?
Yeah. Cthulhu canceled me, guys. No, I'm just saying, like, I'm not saying you have to do it. You can do whatever you would like to do. But to say this is bereft of skill or talent or is not good art, just because you don't like the person, you can do whatever you want to do. I'm not telling you how to think. I'm not telling you how to be. For me personally, I can say I find what this person has done to be reprehensible. I don't agree with so much of what he says. And in fact, it is dangerous and hurtful.
Yes.
That doesn't mean I think the song is suddenly, Bow It to Bow is suddenly not a banger.
Yeah, I agree. You know, Kanye West is a perfect example of that.
I'm not going out of my way to listen to it, but back in the late 90s, early aughts, that was like my number one album I went to at the jukebox. And you know what? Nobody was ever mad about it.
Yeah, I get it. College Dropout was like one of the greatest hip-hop albums to ever come out. Then he did what he did. It's like, oh, well,
right.
This kind of puts a whole different spin on this.
And that's why you have to be very, very careful which, you know, artists that you choose. You'll never go wrong with Weird Al, right?
Like,
never go wrong with Weird Al. And, Diddy, obviously. Thank God that guy hasn't been milkshake ducked.
Oh, got some news for you.
What's going on? Ooh,
apparently, there's a lot of lube.
Oh,
a lot of lube and a lot of problems.
Oh, no. He's got 99 problems.
No, Jay-Z has 99 problems.
Oh, shoot.
Albums.
Yes.
I made a logical connection that was wrong, and like I ruined the bit.
Tens of thousands of problems.
Diddy tried to take that. Couldn't stop, wouldn't stop.
Did stop.
I so like this Lassie show. Milkshake duck, and we all know what we're talking about. Okay, yes. Something's wrong with Lassie. They ring Frank Weaver. They name drop Frank Weaver, the vet. And the kids are like, F that. We going to the witch.
Yeah.
To get a cure.
I mean, total of medicine. They go to her because they think that she cursed him. Yes. And they want him to revoke that. They want her to revoke the curse.
It's true. They go hard too. There's like, I don't think I want to go to the witch's house. Do you want Lassie to die? Whoa. That was hardcore.
It's not Porky's fucking dog. He has no responsibility to that little goddamn mutt.
That's everyone's dog.
Jeff is being kind of an asshole here.
No, Jeff's correct. If it, you know, please, Porky deserves what Porky gets here. Quite honestly. Well, here's the part that I don't know. They knock on the witch's door, Sarah's door. They go back to her house, knock on the door. Nobody answers. So they go, guess we should break in.
I feel like the door opens on its own. And given that, you know, the state of things, like she probably opened it herself. It's like, I'm going to scare the shit out of these kids. You know, it's like, you know, if some kid leaves a bag of flaming dog dew on your porch, like the next kids that come along, you're going to be like, no, I'm going to fuck with these kids. Because, you know, it's probably those same shitty kids.
Robert so Marchand says this, but also not even a week ago, Robert Clark Chan knocked on my front door. Nobody answered, and he walked into my house.
I did indeed.
That's different, though. It's that Ray's house.
That is also not the first time I've done that.
No, it is not. So perhaps you have a unique perspective on this.
It's because I don't know why I do it.
No, here's the thing. I'm not even mad about it. I consider it the correct thing to have done, but now that I think about it, that's hilarious.
Yeah. I mean, yeah.
I respect it.
Here's the thing. About a year ago, I was just sitting in the living room, just watching TV, middle of a Saturday or something like that. Someone opens a door with a suitcase, walks in, closes the door, looks at me. I look at him. We're like the house, we live here. Like, this is our house and it is full of things. It's not like, you know, we had just moved in and, you know, it looks kind of like whatever. And I'm like, can I help you? I did not freak out, even though a full grown ass adult was just standing in my house. never met the guy, never seen him, heard of his ass before. I believe what happened was he was renting an Airbnb from like one of the other condos around here. And just like got the number wrong, but like, whatevs, man. Mikasa is su casa.
And that you have man
a knife
was
and trying to like slit my throat. Okay, we're gonna have a problem. Yeah. If you're just like wandering into my house, probably I'm gonna give it a pass.
And you tell him who that guy was.
No, that
was
man
Kid Rock. Thank
was
you,
Bob Ritchie. Yeah,
thank you.
Respect.
It all ties back in. All roads lead to Bob Ritchie.
Yes, the ham-fisted callback. Let us indulge.
Wait, you say that like we don't always. Like, a ham-fisted callback isn't a staple of every show both of us do.
That is pretty accurate.
Chad, why are you calling out the illusion?
Because I grew up on Penn and Teller.
Yeah, I was going to say, you're like the mass magician or mass wrestler now. Don't be that guy. Don't be that guy. Oh, that guy gets his ass kicked. Okay, so the Sarah the Witch finds them, catches them, threatens to turn them both into cats, and starts an incantation with magic powder, and she is having the time of her life right now.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, she is.
At which point, Timmy's like, turn me into a cat, but I need to save Lassie. And all of a sudden, she drops the entire pretense. She goes, what the fuck?
Yeah.
Lassie's in trouble. Timmy, take me to the well. And it's a weird role reversal.
I wish when she was saying her incantation, she would have just bust out with, Mama say, Mama say, Makusa.
Oh, that would have been incredible. Or a little Mecha Lekka High, Mecha Hani Ho.
Yeah, that'll work too.
Down with both. Thankfully, the witch knows exactly what's wrong. She's like, let me collect my shit. Let's go. get back to the house. Lassie is really sick, guys. I actually saw Lassie. I started getting a little sad.
Yeah.
Didn't like that. Miss Dibbles, she shows up in her horse carriage. Love that. And she and her ham-fisted callback, some things aren't found in a book.
Yeah.
It's a good line. She says it earlier. She says it now. Yeah. And what does she give Lassie?
Some
cocaine.
Herbs and shit? I don't know.
Pine tar.
Oh, right.
Close enough.
Right.
Thought it was cocaine.
Pine tar, enough to make George Brett get ejected. It's my one baseball reference for the...
Here, hold on a sec.
Scarabark, locust bean, pine tar.
Cascara bark, locust bean, and pine tar.
Yeah, fantastic.
Yeah. Cocaine.
Because Lassie got a bug poison from eating that part of her yard.
Yeah.
And so she gave Lassie an herbal remedy. And I like the fact that mom is just like, not necessarily, she's like, okay, actual scientific person here that deals with animals and sickness. Is that okay? Not taking her word for it at all. And the doctor looks at it and is like, I don't know. You know what? Honestly, seemed fine based on what I know. Not bad. Mom's like, okay.
And Lassie died 2 weeks later.
Sadly.
Medicinal purposes. Cascara root is a laxative, which makes sense. Locust bean involved in conditions involving the digestive system, as well as cancer and diabetes.
This is like legitimate.
Well, I mean, yeah, in the way that, you know, like herbs are, there are some herbs that have medicinal properties. And so, yeah, why not give it to him?
Why not? And that's when Timmy says, hey, sorry, Sarah, we thought you were a witch. I'm not saying you're not. But we are apologizing for going a little crazy. And Sarah turns around and she gets real. She's like, I accept your apology, but use the fucking door, you little pieces of shit.
I respect
Don't break into people's houses and peep in their windows. You're 0 for 2, bitches.
Yeah. I mean, there is a 100% chance that they caught her on a good day when she was wearing clothes.
That is a fact. That's only because she had just gotten home.
Yeah. And she's like cooking, don't want to splash. But as soon as she gets done, she's in a buff and just like wandering around because nobody else lives there. She got these grimy ass windows and lives out in the middle of fucking nowhere. Everything smells like horse shit because she's got a horse.
Because that's why the windows are boarded up.
Mm-hmm.
Our final beat here is everybody's gone home. Everybody's better. Lassie's already looking better. They can tell immediately. They're like, gosh. They didn't show Lassie shitting on the floor, which to me would have been perfect, but they didn't do that in 1955. The mom says, Timmy, go outside with Porky and get my broom out of the barn. And it's gone. And they think they see Sarah flying the broom in front of the moon, but it didn't really look anything like that. It was some weird apparition mist effect.
It barely looks like a cloud, kind of in the shape of a witch riding a broom.
But barely. Which,
for 1955, you know, special effects. Great. Yeah, we get what you're going for.
Yeah.
They're scared, and then they figure it out. And they're like, oh.
And then they find the broom, like, next to the barn. How'd they miss that? They had to literally walk over the broom, stepping on the handle to not find the broom.
Little shits.
Got a little annoyed about that. Why don't you use your goddamn eyes, Porky?
To be fair, I have a 6-year-old, and it would not surprise me in the least if he stepped right over the broom and was like, where's the broom? I don't see the broom. This is a daily occurrence at our house, so
that you know, tracks. Now that you say it, my kid yesterday came home from school, and she says, I say, where's your homework folder? And she goes, oh, I can't find it. It's not in my bag. I must have left it at school. I go, okay. So I pick her up today and we get home and I say, did you remember to bring home your homework folder? She says, you know, funny thing. It was actually in my bag the whole time and I just didn't see it. So you know what? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. I'm not mad at Porky anymore. Well, I am, but
for different
normal
reasons.
Mad. Normal mad. Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's Lassie.
That's
I wrote here, I did not hate this at all.
I hated this all.
How? It was great.
Yeah.
I came in expecting to hate Lassie.
Mm-hmm.
I came in expecting to be bored out of my mind. And yes, it's slow. Let's be real. It's slow. But the messaging is great. There's a very respectful portrayal of witches. And it's intelligent. It makes sense. Knowing that the actual herbal root makes sense means somebody who made this episode gave a shit. And I'm here for it. I'm here for it. Delvin Cox, what do you think?
No.
Thank you.
I did not like this at all. It's funny boring. Because my son walked in with me watching this, and he's like, "You're old."
Old piece of shit.
Oh, no.
As I find an ice flow, I'm putting you on a old man. You're out of here.
Then I'm like, no, let me explain. I'm watching it for a podcast. He's like,
again, no, that doesn't help any. Fuck this podcast anymore. It
did not help. I said, what podcast? Like, no one has helped. He's like, isn't that a G.I. Joe podcast? Like, no, let me explain.
Jesus Christ. You would have been better off having him walking in on you watching like kitty porn or something like that.
Yeah.
No, that I can explain. Like, that's fairly easy. But watching an episode of Lassie, Jesus Christ, man, I can't.
Yeah, he was like,
he'll never respect me again.
Dad, I was hoping at least you'd be watching Porky's.
Yeah.
What child wouldn't want to have walk in on their father watching Porky's?
What's depressing is people older than us probably had that experience.
Oh, I have very similar experiences with my son. Taking him to movies now, because he's 18 now. And yeah, going to see R-rated movies with him and their sex scenes. I'm like, oh, this is awkward.
You put your hands over his eyes?
Yes, I did one time.
It's not for you. My goodness. Well, that is Lassie, 1955. We are being scary. We're being spooky. And we got some things ahead of us. I don't want to spoil it, but we have two of the oddest things I think we've ever found. Is that a fair thing to say, Chan?
I guess. I wasn't paying attention.
The next two things booked for knowing it's half the podcast. The things
as soon as I do booked, these things, I forget them. So
Porky's the animated series.
Oh my god. Oh my god.
I'm laughing hard because I feel like it could exist.
I hope it does.
I think chances are it does, yeah.
Oh Jesus, Bob Clark, the guy who did Porky's, wrote and directed and produced it, is the same Bob Clark that did A Christmas Story.
Oh.
I don't know how to feel about that.
I was going to say the same thing.
Without Porky's, we wouldn't have had A Christmas Story. Like, there's no way they would have let him do that if he didn't make how much? $130 million on a $5 million budget?
$160 million on a $4 to $5 million budget.
They made Porky's 2 the next day. Porky's Revenge. I don't know.
The Porky's universe.
Yeah.
The Porkiverse, is that what we're calling it?
PCU, yeah, the Porky's Cinematic Universe.
Featuring Porky's, Porky's 2, and A Christmas Story. Yeah, somehow that tracks. Why the heck not? All right, anyway, this is Knowing is Half the Podcast, and you can find us on, I don't know, Facebook.com/ Knowing is Half the Podcast. Go on Patreon. If you want to, I'm posting again. Patreon.com/ Knowing Is Half the Podcast if you want to check that out. Honestly, just thank anybody who's there. Thank anybody who's ever been there. If you were there for 1 month and left, thank you too. Quite honestly, I appreciate any support that the show gets in any possible way. We don't give as much as we should. I've said that before, but it's still true. We just love having you around. We love having you be a part of the thing. Delvin Cox, tell people where they can find your stuff.
You can go on PSVG, and I'm on every single goddamn show there. It seems like I'm just I'm fixed on that podcast network. You can find me there. Mm-hmm. You can check out the Delvin Cox Experience anywhere you get podcasts. You can find me on Who Would Win, which I'm on also there quite often. And you can check out the Mortalverse where I play John Stewart Green Lantern.
There it is. And I believe, they're cutting together another thing that I'm playing Batman in over there, too.
That is correct.
So get ready for that. And I don't know, VampireDetroit.com, Reclaim Detroit Episode 7's out.
Yeah.
Working on 8, 9, and 10 right now.
We'll get it sometime in 2026.
Yeah. Look, we're moving. We just don't move very fast. The thing about pet projects, Delvin Cox, is it's for me, so it comes out when I decide it comes out.
Yes.
And the best part is, and I understand, so I have had this complaint. They said I listened to episode 6, but it had been so long I had to go back and listen to episodes 1-5 to know what was going on. And episode 7, I had to go back and listen to other episodes because it had been so long. And I'm like, that means I'm getting more downloads out of it. Maybe this plan will work. But also, when the entire season is done, you can go back and listen to the whole thing at once, and it's going to hum.
That is true.
Hum in your brain. Like a hummer. No. Am I using that word correctly?
No, you're not.
Oh, no. Do you know what role Kim Cattrall played in Porky's?
Is it the prostitute?
A subplot involves Coach Brackett taking an interest in the attractive coach, Lynn Honeywell.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah.
They go into a room and have quickie sex. Honeywell begins loudly howling like a dog, thus revealing why she is called
Lassie.
Good night, everybody.
Hey, you. No. Don't look over here. Keep your eyes on the road. Got something for you. Take a listen to this.
In the newest Pokemon, they have Score Bunny, which is a starter.
What?
Yes.
Score Bunny?
So it's a fire bunny that plays soccer. He kicks balls.
He scores. Great.
Score, like Scorch, I think. Yeah. Oh, I get it. Like goal. Like Score Bunny.
Rad.
There's Score Bunny, who uses his mad soccer skills to steal, I think, like donuts or something like that.
How does he use his soccer skills to steal donuts?
He kicks it.
Oh, yummy.
The best part is, though, Score Bunny wants to go and follow Ash and go on big adventures.
But oh my god, Ash is still the main character of the anime?
Yes, where have you been? Yeah, so Ash is like, I'm getting on the train. I'm leaving, Score Bunny. And Score Bunny's like,
is it because he's 80 years old? That's why he sounds like that? Nothing makes donuts taste better than a foot coming in contact with them.
If you like what you heard and love co-op with your friends, check out Gaming Together, a cooperative podcast. That's Gaming Together, a cooperative podcast.